The Adventures of Kismet. Written and read by Frank Woodley. That's me. Okay. My name's Gretchen, and I'm a bird. And by that, I don't mean a girl. Some irritating old school people refer to girls as birds or chicks, which I've never really understood. But I don't mean it like that. I'm actually a bird. Although I am actually a girl as well. I'm a girl bird. Or a bird girl, if you prefer. Or if you are the kind of annoying person who calls girls birds, I'm a bird bird. A currawong, to be precise. And my best friend is also a girl. A human girl. Her name's Kismet. And she's amazing. We're detectives. Pretty impressive, eh? I know. I can hardly believe it myself sometimes. Not that long ago, I was just an average currawong destined to live an average currawong life. That would have been all right. Flying around, eating bugs, that sort of stuff. But I met Kismet, and now I travel the world solving mysteries. Well, to be fair, Kismet does most of the solving. I do a bit. In the case of the cowboy's escape, I was the one who realised the horse was using a scuba diving tank. Even Kismet's dad, Spencer, helps sometimes. I'm sure you've heard of him. Spencer Papanicolo, internationally renowned police detective, works for Chief Inspector Wadgett, solves crimes all across the globe. Wrong. It's Kismet who's the brains of the outfit. I love Spencer, but he's no super sleuth. Once he wanted to get ahead in his household chores, so he spent the morning washing the same dishes 5 times in a row. And here we were, sitting in the audience of one of Europe's most historic concert halls, the Hugelstein Theatre, watching one of the most amazing performances ever, when our latest case was blown wide open. Spencer had been brought in as a special security expert to advise the owner of the violin, Lord Jorgen, on the best way to keep it safe. In fact, Spencer's last words to Lord Jorgen before the performance by famous violinist Yuri Slepsky had been, "Trust me, your violins are safe." Oh, and I haven't told you that Lord Jorgen owns 2 priceless Stradivarius violins, the Cielo Stradivarius, which means heaven in Italian, and the Mississippi Stradivarius, which he bought only a few months ago. Well, he'd had 2 Stradivarius violins. One of them, the Cielo, was now a worthless pile of sticks.